Are you tired but still trying to carry everything on your own? Trying to hold it all together, trying to figure it all out, but deep down, you feel the weight getting heavier? What if you were never meant to carry it alone? Jesus says in Matthew 11 verse 28, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest," not more pressure, not more expectations, but rest. This week's message is called Let Jesus Lead. And it's not just about following him, it's about finally letting go and trusting the one who knows the way. Because when Jesus leads, everything changes. Welcome to this week's podcast from Hopeful Hearts Ministry.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we come before you today, some of us tired, some burdened, some searching for peace. Your word invites us, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Lord, we come just as we are. We lay down our worries, our stress, our striving, and our fears at your feet. Open our hearts today to hear your voice. Teach us what it means to take your yoke upon us and to truly let Jesus lead our lives. Holy Spirit, move among us. Bring peace where there is anxiety, clarity where there is confusion, and rest where there is heaviness. Help us not just to hear these words but to live them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Today, I want us to focus on the powerful theme of Let Jesus Lead. In a world that often feels chaotic and overwhelming, we have the incredible opportunity to turn to our Savior for guidance, comfort, and direction. Are you ready to let Him lead you? Let's open our Bibles to Matthew 11 verses 28 to 30, where we find these beautiful words from our Lord. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." These verses are not just comforting words, they are an invitation from Jesus himself. He calls out to the weary, to those of us who feel overwhelmed by the demands of life. How many of you have felt burdened this week? Perhaps it's the weight of work responsibilities, family issues, or personal struggles. Jesus understands your burdens, and he invites you to lay them down at his feet. When we talk about letting Jesus lead, it begins with surrender. Surrendering our will, our plans, and our burdens to him. It's a recognition that, on our own, we often stumble and struggle, but with Jesus, we can find the strength and wisdom we need. He says, "Come to me and I will give you rest." What a promise! Rest for our souls, a refreshing peace that surpasses all understanding. Now, you might be asking, how do we let Jesus lead? The first step is to come to him in prayer. When was the last time you poured out your heart to him? When we come to Jesus, we don't just present our needs, we also open our hearts to his will. Prayer is our lifeline to the divine. It's in those quiet moments of surrender that we begin to hear his voice guiding us. Next, we need to take his yoke upon us. You see, a yoke is a wooden beam that connects two animals, enabling them to work together as a team. When Jesus invites us to take his yoke, he's inviting us into partnership with him. It's not about us carrying the load alone, it's about joining him in the work he's doing in our lives and our world. The beauty of this partnership is that he carries the heavier burden. He is the one who empowers us to move forward, transforming our struggles into opportunities for growth. Think for a moment about your current struggles. Are there areas in your life where you feel stuck or burdened? Jesus wants to help you. He wants to lead you through those challenges. But we must be willing to let go of our own control and trust Him. In Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6, we are reminded, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." Letting Jesus lead also means learning from Him. He describes Himself as gentle and humble in heart. This is a model for us as we follow Him. We must approach our lives with humility and gentleness, recognizing that we don't have all the answers. In our discipleship, we must be willing to learn through His Word, through prayer, and through the wise counsel of other believers. Are there spiritual mentors in your life that you can turn to for guidance? Surrounding ourselves with a community of faith strengthens us and allows us to grow. As we let Jesus lead, we will begin to see the transformation in our lives. We will experience His peace in the midst of trials and His joy in our everyday moments. It may not always be easy, in fact, there will be times when the journey feels difficult. But remember, His yoke is easy, and His burden is light. He doesn't promise us a life free from challenges, but He does promise to be with us through every storm. Imagine what your life could look like if you fully surrendered to Jesus' leadership. How would it change your relationships, your work, your sense of purpose? God has a beautiful plan for each of us, and He wants us to walk in it. Ephesians 2 verse 10 tells us, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Letting Jesus lead opens the door to fulfilling that calling. As we wrap up today, I encourage each of you to take a moment of reflection. What burdens are you carrying? What areas of your life do you need to surrender to Jesus? Take a deep breath and give it all to Him. He is waiting, arms wide open, ready to lead you into a life of purpose, peace, and fulfillment.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for Your word today and for the invitation to come to You. Thank You that Your yoke is easy and Your burden is light. Lord, help us to leave behind the weight we were never meant to carry. Teach us to trust You more, to follow Your lead, and to rest in Your presence each day. When we are tempted to take control again, remind us to surrender. When we feel overwhelmed, remind us where our peace is found. Jesus, lead our steps, guide our decisions, and shape our hearts. May our lives reflect the rest and freedom that come from walking with You. We choose today to let You lead. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much for listening today. It truly means a lot that you took the time to be here with us. This podcast is part of Hopeful Hearts Ministry, where our heart is to share faith, hope, and encouragement through both message and music. We also have two radio stations you can tune into. Hopeful Hearts Radio, filled with uplifting Christian music, and Hopeful Hearts Lo-Fi Radio, perfect for rest, study, and quiet reflection. You can also download free music directly from our website, so you can stay encouraged wherever you go. And if you'd like to support what we're doing, one of the best ways is simply by listening to our music on Spotify and sharing it with others. Or buy some of our music in our music store. Click into our website www.hopefulheartsministry.eu. Thank you again for being part of this journey. Stay blessed, and we hope you'll join us again next week for another exciting podcast. I leave you today with music from Hopeful Hearts Worship with this beautiful song. Here is "Let Jesus Lead."
I've been carrying burdens I can't hold, trying to walk this road on my own. Every Every step feels heavier than before. Lord, I'm knocking on your door. You say, come to me, all who are weak. Your voice is calm, your promise speaks. I lay it down, I finally see. You were always calling.
Jesus, lead.